Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Now, the funds industry in Ireland, funds and asset sector in Ireland, employs about 20,000 people in very high-skilled jobs and generates about 1 billion euros in direct tax revenue. But various countries, most notably Luxembourg, are fighting back. So what can Ireland do not only to remain competitive, but to be a global leader? Joining me now is Pat Lardner, CEO of Irish Funds, the representative body for the sector. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Pat, last October, the Department of Finance published, in fairness to the department and to the government, it's been very good, it would seem, on this issue. Last October, it published Fund Sector 2030, which had about 42 different recommendations for improving the competitiveness of the sector. You had your annual conference only last week. So what's the industry view on the progress in implementing those recommendations?
So we welcomed the report. It was a really important chronicling of what the industry does. And it also pointed to the fact that what we've done to be successful to date, and you've highlighted both the employment, and there are people up and down the country today driving to work that work in our industry, but that it can't stand still. It's all about agility. And one of the key focuses of our conference last week, and indeed our focus of our input to the fund sector report, was the need to expand our offering. We are only relevant to the extent that we provide the solutions which investors want. And increasingly, they're not just in publicly traded companies, but also in private market investments, investing in businesses, investing in infrastructure, investment in renewables. And we think that through the implementation and the agile implementation of the Fund Sector 2030 report, we can continue to build on the employment and the economic contribution.
Okay, fair enough. But if I, as an investor, as a private investor, if I stick my money on deposit, I get capital gains tax of 33%, much the same as any other asset class. If I buy a property and make a profit on that, like 33%. If I stick my cash into an investment fund in Ireland, the rate is 41%. Hardly an attractive proposition.
So we're at a period globally where governments around the world are trying to encourage people to invest. And that is being done through a mixture of tax incentives. It's being done through a mixture of things like the EU Savings and Investment Union. So it should not be the case that productive capital that is needed in the economy should be taxed any more onerously than it would be the case for putting money on deposit. So that is something that is within our control and the government's control to address. But it's also for a global funds industry like ourselves, providing solutions for people around the world, is to enable them to have access to all asset classes.
Okay, so fair enough. The department itself in its own report highlighted that this was an issue. How confident are you that they're actually going to do something about it? Because this is something the department can do very easily.
So we've had very, very good engagement with the department and indeed with all stakeholders. And we're very hopeful that we will see progress this year. And this year is important because we have key updates to European legislation, which will mark, as you said in your opening, an ability for us to be much more competitive and to continue to grow on our substantial contribution to the national economy.
Now, when it comes to exchange traded funds, we're extraordinarily good. Ireland, I was surprised in doing the research for this item. I was surprised to find that Ireland has 73% of the European market with 1.56 trillion euros in net assets. Now, Luxembourg used to be the leader. I presume countries like Luxembourg are trying to claw back that leadership position.
Well, across all different types of investment funds, be they ETFs or others, there's always very, very active competition. One of the reasons why we were successful ETFs, the first of which was founded here 25 years ago, was because we were early, we were agile, we continued to hone our offering. And that's what we have to continue to do, not only in ETFs, but right across all the offerings that we have for all of those people who we're trying to help save for the future.
Right. Now, it's one thing being competitive. When you're the biggest, when you have 73% of the market, you're putting a bit of crosshairs on your back for other countries such as Luxembourg, aren't you?
Well, I think it is, the competition exists in every industry. What we want to do with government, and we hope we can do very successfully, is to build on our competitiveness to make sure that we're continually innovating, whether that be in ETFs, private assets, or in technology-based investing.
Okay. I talked to a couple of fund managers last night and I said, I've got Pat Lardner on. What should I ask him? And they were saying one of the key issues for them is how attractive Ireland is for portfolio managers, for the people who actually manage the money. Mm-hmm. It's one thing having the money in Ireland. It's another thing having the people who manage the money in Ireland, which is key to the ecosystem. I was being told that a lot of countries around the world at the moment are making it more attractive for portfolio managers to be domiciled there. In your opinion, mm-hmm. are we an attractive place for portfolio managers? And if not, what should we be doing?
So I think we have a high level of attractiveness, but we can always do more. And that's going to be around the incentives that are provided through our inward investment agencies. It's through the tax position. It's how do we make sure that senior talent in these businesses, which are global businesses, want to be located in Ireland. And that will bring investment into the domestic economy. And we're seeing that already in areas like renewables.
Okay, so there's been a lot of talk about auto enrollment. And when we talk about auto enrollment, we tend to think about it, Pat, in terms of, you know, the likes of myself and yourself, the PAYE workers, and what are we going to be paying and when are we going to be paying it? And indeed, this is the delays in actually getting auto enrollment on. But one of the things that's not talked about is the fact that it will create one of the biggest sovereign wealth funds in the world. Isn't that correct?
Well, it's slightly different than a sovereign wealth fund because when money goes into auto enrollment, it's not held in the name of the government. It's held in the name of individuals. What it will do, it will allow people to take control of their futures. It will make sure that our economy is better funded. And it will mean that for generations ahead, we can continue to have what is a vibrant economy.
Okay, so in theory, it allows people to take control of that money. But in practice, people hand it over to portfolio managers who then manage it on their behalf. My question is, the government has said that it's keen to make sure that it's managed by a wide range of international managers. But does that mean that those international managers will land at Dublin Airport, turn up at the Department of Finance, sign a piece of paper, trouser a couple of hundred billion in Irish cash to be managed, and then move over and manage it out of New York? Or will the government, or wherever they happen to be based, or will the government put in place restrictions to make sure that that Irish money is being managed out of Ireland?
So my understanding is that the appointment of the managers for auto enrollments has been made, that all of those firms have significant investing presences here in Ireland. And ultimately, when you go to deploy money around the world, as people do, you need the best skills from around the world. And that's the beauty of our industry. We bring the best investing skills from around the world with the skills of Irish companies and Irish people all over the country to help people invest and save for the future.
Okay. That's Pat Lardner, CEO of Irish Funds. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.